This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of What's on Your Mind. What's on Your Mind? That's what we call the show. For a simple reason. That's how bad we want to know what's on your mind. It's the name of the dang show. That's right. So I know some of you come to find out what's on my mind. That's okay. We appreciate that. But we're much more interested in what's on your mind. And a lot of ways for you to tell us that. 800-228-0550. You can text us. Todd the Radio God Mitchell has his phone in hand waiting for you to text. He measures how good a day he has by how many of you weigh in.
Exactly.
So give Todd a great day today, folks. Right there in the palm of his hand. 701-226-8503. And if you've listened to the show, heard that number 1 million times, never actually told us what's on your mind, sent it along, well, by golly, make today the day you do that. 701-226-8503. You can always email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We love to help. We're here to help. Busy program today, so that's why we want to start right away with finding out what's on your mind, because we have at the bottom of the hour Craig Stevens. He's with an outfit called GAIN, the Grow America's Infrastructure Now. We talked with him at the State Fair. We said we wanted to do a follow-up with him related to the ongoing protest activities of the Dakota Access Pipeline. It's not over, for crying out loud. And there's a couple of women down in Iowa that have been bragging about their lawlessness down there, and how they buy this kind of torch, and they go to do, take out this kind of pipe, and they buy this kind of accelerant and blow up this kind of machinery. And the FBI has been investigating some of these things for months and months. I don't know that they're in jail yet. I got to find out. So we're going to ask them about that. Next hour, the top cops will be here. That includes Bismarck Police Chief of Police, Dan Donlan, and Fargo's Chief of Police, Dave Todd. We normally have them on to talk a little bit about where crime is at, concerns you might have. But there's just all kinds of things in the news to chat with them about, so we'll do that today on the program as well. So I look forward to that. And ask both of those police chiefs a little bit about this debate over refugee resettlement and the effort to understand the numbers behind it. So we'll dig into that today on the program. What else are we going to do, Todd? Besides read 100 million texts from people who make today the first day.
Welcome to the modern era of talk radio, where most of the submissions are coming via text and not via voice. But
I don't like that. Todd's judge of a good day. Todd's judge of a good day is how many texts he gets. My judge of a good day is how many of you call us and weigh in on the program.
Well, I agree with that.
And I have two things on my mind. They're not. One is about a follow up from yesterday's show, and another is about this story I saw on Point of View last night that I can't even believe. And that really makes me worry for America. I'm going to see if you're worried about it, but it does. You don't have to weigh in on what we're thinking about or what's on our mind would be anything. All right, so yesterday, you remember, we had a call from Tom, and Tom had in Minnesota, and he had some hay. And he said, "Who needs hay? I want to help." Remember that? And, you know, we talked about a number of things that are underway and things that are happening and different efforts that are going. But I got a text this morning from a listener that said, a family member told us that a gentleman from Minnesota called your program yesterday saying he would cut hay for someone that needed it. We are a small family-owned farm that would be interested in contacting him. We're going to downsize from 75 head as we only able to put up 35 bales of alfalfa and there's no regrowth on it. The oats are only ankle high, and that came up about a week ago. So Rita and Tom were looking for the other Tom to find some hay. That made my day right there. In addition to you calling with your questions or comments or weighing in on our topics of the day, right there. You know, one farmer matched up with another farmer at a time. Anything we can do. I know this is not fun, not fun at all. I see the result of the, not hearing, I was going to call it a hearing, but I guess it's more of a town hall down in Mott with the governor and ag commissioner yesterday is more requests for help from the federal government to declare a disaster in a wider area so that more resources are available. A lot of folks on this, no doubt about it, but doesn't make it any easier to endure. So we're thinking of you, and if we can help in any way, please let us know. Here's what's worrying me. I don't read Rolling Stone magazine very often, but when I do, I usually throw up in my mouth. And that was not a nice visual for you, was it? I apologize. How do I expect people to call when I talk about throwing up in my mouth, Todd? That's not a, you know, it's not a pleasant thing. That probably caused people to turn the radio off. I heard about this story on Point of View on Last Night with Chris Berg. I then found it in Rolling Stone. And the headline of the story is this: why professional cuddling is booming under Trump. Todd, have you heard of professional cuddling before?
I have not, but it's always good to have a career to fall back on in case the intended one doesn't work out.
You'd be willing to take on a career as a professional cuddler?
I'd be willing to consider that, yeah. I mean, it depends on who I got to cuddle with, I suppose. But
yeah. Manny, how about you? Have you heard of professional cuddling before? Any knowledge of the profession of cuddling for a living?
Nope, none.
No, okay. I actually heard about this a few months ago. And it had nothing to do with Donald Trump then. It was just the fact that this existed. Where people pay actual money and then are cuddled. So the gist of the story in Rolling Stone, folks, is that because of Donald Trump, this business is booming. Believe it or not, this business, and it's not the cuddling is just people just need to be held. This isn't this isn't anything of the inappropriate nature. This is just literally somebody is you get a hug, you pay to get a hug. That's as simple as that. You can't make this up. They quote one fellow in here who does this for a living. And he says, when we have a figurehead who's dismissing those values, Southern California, so you understand what he considers values, but nonetheless, it's an opportunity for the rest of us to say, this is who we are, and this is what we want. I think I worked up the courage to come and cuddle with random people. Along the years, I let go of some inhibitions. It was the perfect synergy and the perfect timing to try it out. His mood fluctuates, he says, but for the most part, the start of 2017 is a lot harder for him emotionally than the end of 16 because of the Trump administration. Quote, there's a lingering sadness, but it's not like I'm still in the shock phase. I've gotten over that. If that triggered me attending an event, I didn't consciously think about it, but it could have been a perfect storm. Trump driving me subconsciously to attend this. Can't make this up, folks. You can't make this up. This is the definition of snowflake. If you are running for professional cuddling, paying for it as a result of anxiety and angst and worry and concern over the President of the United States, card-carrying snowflake. But this is actually happening. I can't even.
People are willing to pay for safe spaces and all that stuff in later life after college. Yeah.
Chris Berg had a pretty good take on this. Listen to this. This is pretty funny, actually. Where's Chris here? I want to be able to hear it. Too many things
that pushes. Final view. Welcome to the Love Dome, or some people are calling it the Cuddle Sanctuary. This is where people are being paid $80.
Buffering. buffering. Did he say the Love Dome? His point of view now become the Love Dome or what?
Maybe the Fargo Dome is getting bought and becoming the new place.
I don't know. Obviously, so many people heard about us talking about this. They've gone to the POV Valley News Live website.
There must be a market for it because now you crashed it just trying to...
Because you can't handle the...
The world's real oldest profession.
Traffic.
It's not the one that we always joke about. It's professional cuddling.
In all seriousness, folks, this kind of stuff really worries me about the metal, the stock, the intestinal fortitude that we're going to need in future generations. I mean, when you run to a professional cuddler because you're concerned about the current president, what ultimately are you going to become? What kind of an example are you going to set for your kids and grandkids? Help me understand how this isn't very dangerous for the future of our country. I'm serious. This is ridiculous. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta. For 30 years, Rick in Minot has been a customer of hot spring spas and pool tables, too. 30 years. Pretty incredible. Tells you what an incredible product they have at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Rick, what makes you so loyal?
They're easy to maintain. The one I have 30 years old, and my family started up a plumbing and heating business, and then they started the pool company that they were doing on the side, putting in pools, and they sold hot spring spas, so that's how I got into buying that one. And I've had it ever since. Now I have it down at the lake cabin, and then I have a newer one at home, which is about 12 years old. That's the Envoy. The one down at the lake is the Sovereign. The one at home, my heater went out in it one winter, and I thought it was partially working, and when the maintenance guy came that next summer to fix it, I never fixed it during the wintertime. I just let it pump run. The thing never got below 40 degrees, and I asked him if only half the heater was running. He told me I never had any heat in it at all winter long, and it never got below 40 degrees when the pump was running, and I left it run. And the other hot tub would have frozen broke. I would say just the energy savings that you have on it. I mean, the insulation on it, the way they're built is astronomical compared to any other hot tub.
Every day made better. Take it from Rick and all of the satisfied customers of hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Saunas, sunrooms, hot tubs, gazebos, pool tables, patio furniture, pools, and swim spas. They've got it all. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks. And online at hotspringnv.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Do we think differently of a free hog versus a professional cuddler? I think so, right? Because I think hugs are fine. I'm not anti-hug. I like hugs. Giving, receiving, I'm okay with that. Again, just a good old-fashioned, like, the kind of hug you got from your grandma, your aunt, your mom or dad when things weren't going so well. Those are fine hugs. Right? Those are fine hugs. I used to be a lot larger than I am now after losing 100 and some odd pounds. Todd's gone through this, and maybe Carrie says the same thing. My wife says, the only thing I miss about the bigger you is the hugs. Yeah. Love those hugs.
There's I still give me to love now, I guess. Yeah.
I still give her hugs, but they're evidently not as good.
That's why I need a professional cuddler, because there's not as much of me to hug anymore.
But the professional cuddler thing really irks me. Really, it's just it just is.
I don't get it.
It's really dumb. Can you imagine how long a professional cuddler would last in North Dakota? You'd be laughed out of town. I'm so glad we live where we live.
Now, oh,
I'll call and say there's a professional cuddler somewhere. Anyway, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our friends from Delta Constructors give us an opportunity to highlight a caller from every program. I mentioned earlier the awesome generosity of our listeners. Somebody calling yesterday saying, hey, I got hay. Who needs hay? Listen to this. Tom, on the road, what's on your mind?
I got a friend of mine that lives in northeastern Minnesota, and he's got a pretty good-sized farm. He's willing to make more hay for the people in North Dakota, but he wanted to know is how to get it to them.
See? Simple as that. Love it. Our friends at Delta are turnkey. One call does it all. They go in, they set the pump jacks, dig the flow lines, get them over to their conditioning modules, fabricate modules, you know, can do that. Modules, electric modules, insulation, contractor, tank battery set, fire set. I mean, get the truckload set up off the tank batteries. You're getting the idea. They do it all. It's turnkey. It's one. It's pushing the easy button after the drilling rig moves off the site. That's what they do. Delta Constructors. One call does it all. Call of the day. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Find out more at deltaconstructors.net or make that call to Eric at 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Mary in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, you were talking about professional cuddlers, and I do believe a year or two maybe, Bismarck did have a professional cuddler. She was featured in the Bismarck Tribune. I think they showed her on the nightly news, and then a few months later, she was arrested for prostitution.
Oh, boy. Now, the one thing I will say, everything I've seen on these professional cuddler sites, it's not like, and it's not perverted, right? It's totally legit, like it isn't any kind of, that sounds like she was trying to get something else.
I think it could easily slide into something else. You know, temptation.
It's just weird.
Can't
it's just weird.
Get a husband or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I mean, and just hug each other.
I need a hug. Go tell a family member I need a hug.
Exactly. You know? Or pet a dog.
Yeah, dogs are lovable.
There
Lovable. That's interesting. So we had one, but
gone.
It turned into a perverted situation. Yeah. Not good at all. I'm with you, Mary. Appreciate the call.
Yep,
thank
bye.
You very much. 800-228-0550. Is anybody else worried about what this means, that this exists, and that we have this uptick now and people paying $80 an hour to get a hug because they're worried about the president? Now, I can laugh along with you. I can go right there and just say, you know, gosh, can you believe this? Ha, ha, ha. And I have. But there's a part of me, more so than laughs, honestly, that says this is a very dangerous sign for the future of our country. Is that too strong? Please tell me. 258-0550, our telephone number. Texter says, sounds like some kind of a pervert to me. Again, they claim it's not, but Mary's example, maybe sometimes.
It can lead to that, I suppose.
They're quoting people in this story as saying, you know, it's not. It's not intended to be that. It's not. I think there's bigger problems than that. It's the metal. Yeah, not like heavy metal either, Todd. You know, the metal, the timber, the stock, the what does it say about us? That people have to go get a hug because they're worried about the president. Does this worry anybody else? Or am I on an island here? Another call came in during the break here.
Hi there, you guys. This is about the refugee situation, Dave Pepcorn. And, you know, do we need, you know, extra refugees to fill the jobs? There's 7,000 jobs open, and if we take, you know, if we don't have more and more, will they get filled? The whole thing is that we need the information, okay? That's what this whole thing is about. And I'd like to know how many refugees are here that can work and that aren't working, okay? And then add that and figure that into how many jobs there are open to fill. Because if only 10% of them are in the workforce, you know, and we're going to add to that total number, well, now that's not helping us much anyways, okay? Soon it will be 7% and 6% that are working. So do you, if, I don't know if I made my point or not, but it's all about an information thing right now. So more is good, less is bad. Fine enough.
Appreciate the call, and I agree with you because Dave Pepcorn, he's talking about, is a Fargo City Commissioner. He's really led a lonely effort to try and get numbers and data to say what are the cost impacts. You know, his point was he doesn't believe that we need the refugee community to fill jobs. He thinks those jobs would be filled anyway. Again, you don't know. You're flying blind until you get the data. So I hear you.
Why is he the lone wolf on that one?
I think people don't want to be called a racist. You know? I really do. Somehow you're asking for the data. You're racist. And by the way, it's been brought up as recently as after the incident of the Walmart ladies. Texture says, that's a sad look at our future. Now I think I need a hug. Uh-huh. Hey, Todd, Trump just keeps creating more business opportunities. Professional cuddler is just another one. Well, there you go. He's a job creator.
Oh.
Bob and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Pepcorn, you just mentioned him. I had another point to bring up, but he's one of the greatest guys on that commission. He was always accessible to me when I lived in Fargo. He's a guy of courage. He's not a racist. And just like Alan Dershowitz was called a racist by Maxine Waters yesterday. And but that word is thrown around a lot. I wanted to talk about the governor's mansion briefly, just throw an idea out there and see what other people think of it. Why not turn it into an Airbnb?
I think somebody needs to step up to the plate and do that. They had a bidding process out where, hey, tell us how much you'll pay to take it, move it, use it for whatever you want to use it for, and nobody replied to that. So I don't think your idea is a bad idea at all. Oh, you're saying leaving it there?
Leave it there. I mean, there are people that are... It's a great location by the Heritage Museum. There's things to do right within that area. People can take an Uber with their Airbnb and go all over town. And
I don't know that the new governor's residence was designed with the idea that the old one would stay. I think that might be the challenge, but I don't know what that would mean. Thanks, Bob.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Glad you're there. Hey, we've been talking a little bit about jobs, right? You know, these folks take this job or they take that job. Hey, this is one that you probably are not going to need to be talked into taking. It's with our friends at Polar Service Center, and it's up to $32 an hour. Kildare and Williston locations right now need certified welders. Need diesel mechanics, wash rack attendants, sandblasters. Polar Service Center is a company. They have 30-some service centers across North America. They are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America out of the Minnesota area, just a little bit outside the Twin Cities between St. Cloud and the cities. And they have great pay. They have great benefits. They have a 401k program. Call Maria. And say, hey, I want to know more about this deal. 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. I'll tell you, it's a good company. We have sent a lot of people their way. We regularly hear from people say, thank you. I really love it. Full health care for me, my family, up to $32 an hour. I love this. Thank you very much. Polar Service Center. Mark Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hi there.
Hey, a new wrinkle has happened in the folks that are begging around town. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I seem to see these folks at intersections and whatnot. Well, coming out of Mass the other Sunday here at 10:30, there was a young lady and her daughter with a cardboard sign begging for money 10 feet from the doors of the church when we came out. Now, I don't see the evidence that this person is right there when Mass got out. Obviously, they're targeting.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mark. You're breaking up on me with not the best signal, but I got the gist of it, that you're coming out of Mass and you're seeing somebody begging downtown. We actually were downtown Fargo on Sunday at a big family celebration, and some family still in town on Sunday, so we picked a spot downtown Fargo. And there's some road construction going on, so we parked and had to walk a little ways. Halfway on our walk towards the restaurant, we encountered somebody right on the sidewalk, completely passed out. I mean, out. And later saw, you know, people, and this was like 12:30 in the afternoon, people running around with a bottle and, you know, swaying back and forth. And and our girls were like, what's going on, Dad? You know, and we stopped to help the guy that was passed out, and took a while to wake him up. You're like this, Todd. So I wake him up. You know, I kind of just, are you okay? Sir, are you okay? Can I get you some help? Are you okay? kept asking if he's okay. Finally said, I said, are you okay? He looks up at me and says, I am. What about you? You put it back on me. I'm trying to help the guy all of a sudden. And it's a...
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
He needs a hug.
I think he needs a hug and everything would be fine. Yeah. So I hear you, Mark. And I think there is more of that. It's a question we'll ask of the police chiefs here coming up. Bismarck and Fargo police chiefs will be with us next hour. So we'll ask. Good question. James and Beulah. Last question before we get our next guest in here. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Oh, a couple points. One being with the professional hugger, I'm proud of the guy. He took advantage of the Trump administration and started some job creation. You know, being self-employed and all, I can commend the guy for doing the same. And then on top of it, it doesn't concern me a whole lot that there's people who are seeking a professional hugger. The fortitude of our nation has shown itself with time and time again. And I think that when it boils down to it, the people who are looking for a hug, they'll probably either wash out or harden up. So with that, I would say the people looking for a hug, they'll eventually, they won't be any kind of a majority that we have to worry about.
What you gave me was the radio call version of a hug there. You're saying don't worry about this, you know, tearing into the fabric of our society. It'll be fine. We're a big enough country that even with this kind of silliness, it'll all wash out. Don't worry about it. That's what I got out of your call.
Everybody needs a hug today.
Yeah. Thanks. Radio over the phone hug. Appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
Have a good one.
You too. Call again. Somebody said that there was a service once in town and it ended in a bad way. We did find out that, what's that place called, Tom? It's gone now, but it was called Tranquility Services of Bismarck. And it opened. And like a month later, there was a story in the paper about the woman that owned it being charged with child neglect. And
also drug paraphernalia.
Drug paraphernalia, too. So there was a cuddling service in Bismarck that opened in January of 2016, but it looks like it didn't last long. I see she's on Facebook in March saying that she had major surgery and still recovering. No mention, by the way, of the child neglect deal there. So it didn't last long in Bismarck, but it was there.
If she'd only hugged her child, I know I had to go there, right?
That would have been much easier. Just hug a child. That's a good thing. That we promote.
Hug your kids, folks.
Nobody has to pay you for it. Anyway.
Mom should hug you for free. That should be a law.
Exactly right. And our next guest is Craig Stevens from GAIN, Grow America's Infrastructure Now. We heard from Craig several times throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline situation. We talked with him at the state fair, and I told him I wanted to have him back to talk a little bit about the fact that protests related to the Dakota Access Pipeline are ongoing, and we've now gone to a new level where we have two protesters in Iowa that are bragging about what they did, describing what they did, and encouraging others to do this as well, believe it or not. Craig, thanks and welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. Are you giving free hugs today, or is that just for local?
We are. We're giving all free hugs. We are scratching our head over the fact that evidently business is booming in the professional cuddling world, so we're trying to undermine that snowflake activity by saying free hugs here. Just call.
Excellent.
Cost you a
penny. I'm good. Thanks, Fred.
Yeah, good. Nice to have you back. Anything new on this story out of Iowa, by the way?
So, no. You know, it's interesting. We've talked about this quite a bit, and there has not been any new activity, but we're seeing their actions just kind of being replicated. We saw some activity out in California at a Kinder Morgan facility, and we're starting to see an uptick in protests in Ohio and Pennsylvania. And a lot of this draws back to this manual. It's called the Direct Action Manual, put out by Earth First. I got a copy on my desk, about 300 pages long, and it goes in cryptic and very detailed analysis as to how people can protest and what to look for and how to be effective, essentially eco-terrorist. How you can stop pipeline activity by, you know, making sure that you're evading police, evading the law. It's really quite a frightening manual that's available, you know, just on the internet. I think costing $20.
Yeah, I was. It was chilling to listen to these, you know, women read their manifesto and, you know, here's what we did, and you got to go to this particular place to get it, and, you know, then we ran out of supplies, so, you know, we had, you know, here's what we did. It just is, like you say, a how-to. It's a how-to manual, And this is, you know, recent. This is right now. They're doing it, and obviously it's being heated as well. But I know there was an FBI investigation of that situation with the pipe thing in South Dakota and in Iowa. And these women were arrested. They gave their little statement, and then they started defacing a sign at the Iowa Public Utilities Commission, and they were arrested for that, I assume, let go. But has the FBI pressed charges against these two women, do you know?
No, I believe that investigation still is ongoing. And same with that investigation, I'm sure you remember of the woman who used the who attempted to build an IED there in North Dakota, there at Cannonball, and who hurt herself with by blowing off her arm. And then, you know, remember that day, they accused law enforcement of throwing explosive devices. But in the end, it appears as though she attempted to build her own bomb. And there was an investigation of that, and I don't think anything came of it. At the end of the day, what I heard was that some of the folks who were near her refused to testify. They refused to give an account under oath. And you would think that if one of her friends had seen law enforcement throw a bomb, that they'd be all over testifying under oath. But the fact that they didn't and wouldn't, I think, speaks volumes.
Why does this matter? I mean, I know that some people think, hey, it happened. It was a bad deal. Long, drawn-out affair, but it's over. You know, just it's time to let it go. What do you say to folks who think that?
Yeah, it's probably it's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruptions or attempted disruptions. And we're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's currently under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost of doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, I mean, we're going to be, you know, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy, and it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Yeah, so to say, hey, move on, forget about it, it's over, be done, is to essentially let them win, because that's exactly what they want. They want to, you know, have this pressure die down a little bit, this attention die down about, so they can build back up and increase the numbers of things they're doing. Because as you say, they're still doing it. They haven't stopped. They're just maybe doing it with less attention and, you know, not as many numbers that are doing it, but they're still out trying to achieve the same goal. So if we're not paying attention and trying to get to the bottom of this and putting sunshine on it, then ultimately they're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we really need to buck up law enforcement. I mean, it's a tough job. We witnessed it there in North Dakota for several months, but all over the country, you know, law enforcement, they certainly don't want to get in the middle of this, but they recognize that there are laws and code and regulations and local ordinance on the books that they need to enforce. So providing them with that support from the community to ensure that they are enforcing the laws that are on the books and ensure that they are maintaining safety, I think is incredibly important. I mean, we saw there in North Dakota that they were made out to be the boogeyman. I mean, they were made out to be the enemy when all they were trying to do was keep the peace between the workers, allow the workers to do their job, and then keep the protesters in their area. And that was a real tragedy, I think, of that whole event, was how badly they treated law enforcement and how badly law enforcement was depicted throughout that whole time.
You couldn't be any more right. I mean, that was really nothing short of awful on how that whole situation, which I think motivates a lot of people to say, we got your back. You know, we got your back. We're part of you. They haven't even, in my mind, properly been thanked yet because they just do their job, right? I mean, they're busy fighting off lawsuits and everything else. I am consumed with the idea of who exactly was the masterminds behind this. Because I don't think it was a sort of ragtag coalition of different folks. I think there was some big money behind this that ties to other events that have happened, Ferguson being one prime example and others as well. I want to talk about that when we come back, Craig, more on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome as always. Text, call, let us know.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. If oil was not flowing in that pipeline right now, what would it mean? Let's ask Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken. It's essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed to completely wrap the entire Bakken and to get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge. I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that that is added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to tax revenues of the state and tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better price on Bakken across the state is around $100 million a year.
Important facts. Thank you, Ron Ness. Setting the record straight about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Another radio history. Thanks for listening. The best of the West is waiting. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Watford City, North Dakota, and beautiful McKenzie County is waiting for you. There's lots of summer left. How about planning a couple of days to see this wonderful community and its incredible growth? Great places to see, great places to be, great places to just take in the wonderful sights, like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And, of course, great places to stay, too, like the Teddy's Presidential Suites, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites. Fantastic stay, mainstay suites, and so much more. Use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST and get a 10% savings off your best price. 10% off your best price, plus get a coupon book loaded with all kinds of things, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center. Call the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or Mainstay Suites. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Tell them Scott sent you, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Scott Pruitt will be here tomorrow. He heads up the Environmental Protection Agency, visiting North Dakota, being Fargo and in Grand Forks with the invite of Governor Doug Burgum tomorrow. So the governor and the EPA administrator will be with us in studio tomorrow. Looking forward to that conversation. What a breath of fresh air he is to the EPA. Unbelievable. And then, let's see here, Thursday we have a fun show for you. Of course, Doug Goring, the North Dakota Ag Commission, will be here to talk about the hay lottery, and also Congressman Kevin Cramer, his weekly talk radio town hall. Friday, we'll get you a preview of the North Dakota Chamber's policy summit. Looking forward to that conversation as well. That'll be at the Ramkota Hotel a week from Thursday. And
A lot of interesting topics there, trade and energy and Governor Burgum's agenda. He'll be there, so that'll be a good day. Andy will tell us about that on Friday on the program, so look forward to that. If you haven't signed up yet for the policy summit, I would call him right now and get yourself a spot for that, because that's always an enjoyable part of the summer for sure. Friday I'll be in Medora. Yeah. I've asked for Teddy Roosevelt to be the guest host. Be with me the whole, not the guest host, but like the co-host. So he can join Todd and I. Don't you think, Todd, that'd be kind of fun? Have Teddy the whole darn show.
I think that would be kind of fun.
What a way to go. Yeah.
Although he inevitably breaks character and gives his website, and then we realize, wait a minute. Is this the real Teddy Roosevelt?
We're brought to you today by High Plains Apache. Our good friends at High Plains Apache have locations in Mandan and in Frontier, south of Fargo. They sell that Apache sprayer that is really a businessman's sprayer. Great warranty, best in the business. Has that light footprint in the field, which is nice when it's wet. And it occasionally is wet, you know, in other years. Not so much this year. But it's got a lot to like. The cab comfort is incredible. Gives you the power to climb the toughest grades, get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions. Fuel efficient, reliable, industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty. The noise dampening inside the cab is the best of the best. HighPlainsApache.com or next to Bonanza in Mandan, across from Walmart, exit 60, south of Fargo in Frontier. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott sent you. Finishing our conversation now with Craig Stevens with GAIN, Grow America's Infrastructure Now. This is why this is so important. We're talking about infrastructure, and we're talking about eco-terrorists whose life, work, and livelihood is stopping. That's why it's so important to pay attention to this. We saw it firsthand. We were drinking from a fire hose with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, but as Craig pointed out earlier, it's still happening with other pipelines and other projects. This is their way to keep it in the ground, as they proudly say. And to end dirty fuels, as they also proudly say. Craig, my big question is, there's ulterior motives here. This was never about protecting the water or any of that stuff. There is people on a mission to stop this infrastructure, to make it more difficult to produce oil and gas in this country. Why? Who's doing it? Who's behind it?
You know, that's a great question. And there is this army of environmentalists. And I think one of the smartest things they did, Scott, and we saw it firsthand there in North Dakota, was they were able to separate how they funded this project. They set up all those GoFundMe campaigns, all those other private accounts that are untraceable. And, you know, there are a number of people who were funding even their public relations effort. And I remember talking to law enforcement. I mean, there was a couple of days when dozens of people were arrested at the site. They were taken, processed, and they were actually put on bond. And the lawyers, the public affairs officials, walked in with checks worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to let these folks out on bond within 20 minutes of them being processed. I mean, it was a oiled machine, right, to get these guys back out in a place where they can go back and protest. But it is a highly functioning apparatus, and that they were so able to disperse the funding among several different factions, whether it be public affairs, whether it be their PR component, whether it was their lawyer, and then all the GoFundMe campaigns. I mean, it was really well done. And, you know, there are a number of names that have been out there that you've never been able to tie back. I mean, Tom Steyer's one, and I'm sure he's denied any work with these protesters. But, you know, there's a cabal of individuals that are looking to ensure that we do keep it in the ground, that the fuel is kept in the ground. And that's a real problem. And the fact that they've found out how to disperse the money without it being traced is something that I think we really need to be on top of, and law enforcement need to look at.
Congressman Kevin Cramer tweeted out last week a link to the story about the Iowa eco-terrorists and said, investigate now, follow the money, and tag the U.S. Justice Department. I do think whether it's the Justice Department, whether it is Congress, hearings, whatever, they've got to get to the bottom of this. Here's a call that came in earlier. We don't have time for the whole thing, but I'll give you a part of it and give you a chance to quickly respond.
Yes, I just want to address this situation with these pipeline, quote, protesters, eco-terrorists, thugs. The only way you're going to stop them from continuing to vandalize and further damage these pipelines and other infrastructures is if you get either a law enforcement group that's willing to take them down hard and the prosecutors that are willing to put them in jail long term.
All right, so quickly, Craig, are we doing enough on the law enforcement side to punish these folks that have been caught?
Yeah, absolutely not. And I think one of the things that we've seen, I mean, there were 900 people were arrested there in North Dakota. Less than 10% were actually North Dakota residents. I think the trouble that we have is that our First Amendment is the foundation of our country. And we all, I think you, me, law enforcement, government, are very loath to try to tamp down any speech. But when they cross that line to violence and eco-terrorism, that really needs to be really taken
care of. Should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Thanks, Greg.
My brother the other day lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same. Boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock for your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is the Genesis.